Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. Today, I am super excited. We've got not just me and not just me and Mairead, but we've got a special guest with us today as well. So today I'm joined by Mairead Choga, who is common on the podcast, as you'll all know if you've been listening. And we've also got the amazing Marina Murphy here with us today. So welcome to the podcast, Marina.
Thank you, Tara. Thank you for having me. And Marie,
No.
thank you.
We are delighted to have you here. And I was just saying before we hit record, I'm not going to try and butcher an introduction. So maybe you could just tell us who you are, Marina, and maybe tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so my name is Marina Murphy, and I live here, based here in Ballinrobe. I'm from Kilmaine, a village outside Ballinrobe. So I suppose my background has always been in food and hospitality. I had a restaurant here in Ballinrobe, and then I had a second restaurant in Dublin, and I went on to do some restaurant consultancy after that. I am also a endometriosis sufferer. For anyone who doesn't know what that is, endometriosis is where the tissue similar to the lining of the uterus grows outside the uterus, leading to lots of inflammation and pain. And scar tissue forming in the pelvic region. And endometriosis now is classed as a autoimmune condition. So I suppose I've suffered from this since I was a teenager, and I had my first period when I was 9. I struggled for years and years. And if there was, I suppose, one week in the month where I was not in pain, that was actually a really good month. The only solution ever offered to me was pain medication or antidepressants, and for a long time, the medicine was focusing more on the symptoms as opposed to the root cause. So I feel that is the case, even now, with sometimes women's health, it is more about the symptoms as opposed to the root cause. So I was told I would never have children, and thankfully, when I was 39, I was lucky enough to have my daughter Anna. And I had a difficult pregnancy. I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia after I had Anna, and I suppose fibromyalgia on top of endometriosis, really took its toll on my body, on my mind, and so on. I then went on to, because I was in such a high pain point, I went on to invent a baby vest and set up a company called, I'll talk about this again, it doesn't matter, but it's just part of the story, called the Toosie. It's a two-part baby vest, but it was to help people who are, mothers and all of that kind of thing. So I exited that business 2 years ago, and then during COVID, or a few years ago, and then during COVID, I became truly fed up. I was in constant pain. My periods were very heavy. It would be 3 weeks out of a month. I ended up having to start doing some research around food. And because food was my background, I was naturally going back into it again. And so I started to research food. I went deeper into how it can heal. And I started looking into the likes of powders like ashwagandha, reishi, all of these superfood powders, and I started to formulate different types, and I finally found one that actually suited me. So six, I formulated six, and that's how Balance Your Bites came about. So I then went on to study, and I'm now a qualified hormone and gut practitioner. So just to get back to the diet and the bites and all of that, I was never in the gym in my life. So I created these when I was 45. I'm now 48, and I'm in the gym 3 times a week. I was never able to go to the gym because of what it did to me. I was never able to be part of sports or any of that. So it had they have changed my life. Diet has changed my life. It's lifestyle in general. And I feel it's a good message to send out to young girls that diet and nutrition is really, really important. And then that led me to opening Balance You Foods Cafe here in Ballinrobe, and that's all about the balance as well. So we have protein rich food and healthy salads, sandwiches, everything's basically made here. It's gluten free, healthy treats, and refined sugar free, but I do specialize in pastry. So I do like to do that side of things as well. So yeah, that's where I am now.
Wow. Wow, Marina. That is an incredible journey that you've been on. There's like so many different questions that were popping into my head as you were chatting there. But first of all, I have to say, like, you're an incredible woman. You're like, you sound like a serious entrepreneur with all your business ideas over the years. So cool to see you, you know, just like going into the different avenues and like seeing what came of it. But do you know what? So many different like times over the years, I've heard about people like actually coming up with something because they had a certain problem and there was no solution out there for that problem. And it sounds like that was exactly the case for you. So when you were saying that you were offered like pain meds and antidepressants and things like that, like did you ever, like, was that just something that just didn't really help, didn't really work for you, so you kept looking for
it
solutions?
Didn't really help. You know, I've had, you know, laparoscopy after laparoscopy. It just came back, and I suppose my 30s was really the hardest time. When I moved to Dublin, I would have visited nearly every A&E in Dublin. I was brought out of my restaurant in the middle of lunch service in an ambulance. You know, this is how endometriosis, and this is how hormone imbalances can affect women's health. You know, I feel that, yeah, creating a product out of my experience, they're probably always the best products, is from the experience of the person. But it just fell naturally to me, because, and it fell at the right time, you know. But yeah, you know, yeah.
And just purely because you were like suffering so much and you were like, something has to, like, I have to do something here. And so like, did that led you down the road of then like researching around foods, researching around what these ingredients can do? And was it just through your own education that you were like, okay, this helps this symptom, this helps this? Or was that like, you
yeah,
were
it was trial and error. Everything was
that?
Trial and error. Yeah, it was trial and error, Claire. It was all trial and error. But I suppose COVID gave me that time to, you know, try things. And some parts didn't work, some parts did work. And it was just having that time to do that, you know, because like when I was 17, I was on a medication called Danazol. And that basically puts your ovaries to sleep. You know, my daughter has a 7 in 10 chance of developing endometriosis.
Wow.
Because I have it. So for me to educate myself on how women's health, and men's at this point, is so important, and nutrition and exercise and simplicity, really, you know, a simple diet, but a healthy diet, exercise, and just to get that whole mindset, you know, I think it's really important.
Yeah, 100%. And I guess like, you're talking about, I guess, like a few different things there in terms of like, I guess, like getting your diet right, getting exercise right, but then you've kind of taken that to another level with like really honing in on the ingredients like that you're putting into the things that you are having to help to help support hormones. And obviously, like, I suppose when like I don't even know if we call it a treatment, but like, I guess when you are focusing on a few things in your lifestyle, it's obviously hard to say, okay, what's having an impact? Like, do you know, when we're not doing a randomized control trial on our own lives kind of thing.
Yeah.
So like, when did you start to like really hone in on, okay, I need to start eating well? And then when did you take that to, okay, I really need to look at, like, do you know, like obviously your bites and things like that, they're like formulated in a special way. Like, what was the progression there between just eating healthy versus, okay, I want to hone in a bit more and look at the actual like properties of what I'm having here?
Yeah. I suppose it was after I had Anna. You know, that I was like in pain a lot, nutrition became so important. So, you know, like protein, you know, I know that I have to have protein 3 times a day. You know, I know I have to have fiber. I know I have to exercise. I know if it's only down to 20 minutes a day, I need to get that 20 minutes a day. And you know what? It's baby steps. You can't like literally overnight, you know, change all of this, you know, and it's about educating yourself. I suppose when I moved back to Ballinrobe in 2018, my daughter, our Anna, was only 2, 3, 3 and a half at the time, but I never realized how my friends and my sister, like the impact of children on their lives. Like they were literally torn here, there, multitasking, running, racing, and not eating properly in all of that. And I couldn't believe, you know, that they were under so much stress and pressure to one football game, to another football game. And that affects hormone health. That affects your gut health. That affects your stress. It raises cortisol. You know, gut health and hormone health, they work like a symphony. If you're not looking after one, you know, the other part of it is going to suffer. And I suppose that's where I realized that something needs to change. I also like looked into women on antidepressants and, you know, really a lot of these conditions can be, first, I would say, look at your nutrition first. You know, look at nutrient deficiency. You know, vitamin D has a lot of symptoms. Vitamin D deficiency has symptoms like low mood, painful joints, you know. So I think it's really important to look at nutrition and diet in all of that.
100%. And just when you're touching on hormone health there, like what are the most common things that you see for, I guess, like both men and women, like the most common hormonal problems that like maybe people are asking you for help with or that you're seeing commonly? And I suppose, like, what then do you think people can do to help those common problems that you see?
Yeah, well, a lot with speaking with women at the minute, a lot of women are suffering from PCOS. Or, you know, PMDD, which is a really extreme case of PMS, which brings on anger and it just makes and it's seen very much in, you know, teenagers going into their 20s. And again, I feel that would be one of the main common hormone health issues. Also, hypothyroidism or hyperthyroidism, the thyroid. Is another very hidden it's a side effect to it, because sometimes when you go to get your bloods done, you know, I think I have hypothyroidism, but that wasn't detected until in my late 20s. But I think that should all be checked quite early in, you know, girls who are premenstrual or, you know, might have PCOS is seen younger as well in younger girls. Infertility is another big is I'm seeing that I can't believe infertility. I created infertility or a fertility bite, you know, it kind of supports the endometrium wall and all of that in terms of food. But I did not think it would be one of my best sellers, and it actually is. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So in terms of men's health, I just touched on that briefly. Which is very, very, very worrying as well. But I suppose, again, it's about awareness. And it's about, you know, men being able to talk about this as well, because I have done men's health when I did the hormone health. So they brought in men's hormone health as well, because it's important. But I suppose in the Western world, men are facing a fertility crisis. And they're, you know, with sperm count declining, it's declining by almost 60% in 40 years. And this is due to it's due to our environment, it's due to toxins, it's due to chemicals, it's due to processed foods, and the list goes on. So it's quite scary, really, you know. So I suppose my message is, what I do try to say is, eat low from the pyramid, as low in the pyramid, with the as less whatever, less ingredients, it's the way to go, you know, back to basics basically.
100%. I couldn't agree more with that message. And just like, in terms of, tell us a little bit more about your bites, Marina, and like what you put into them to help certain things hormonally. And I guess, like, for anyone who is in the vicinity of Ballinrobe, then they have the luxury of being able to go and actually chat to you and like get like what look like incredible products. I'm seeing them all the time on Mairead's story, with like which are specially designed for these things. And obviously maybe like just giving some ideas for anyone who's not in the vicinity of Ballinrobe of like, what could they do at home or what should they be having to help these things such as fertility?
Yeah, that's so true. You know, like it's, I don't try to push the bites on people. It's a lifestyle change for people. You know, you really have to be able to, or you really have to want to make a change in your life. And I think they're a stepping stone to that. They're food, they're nutrient dense. They're, you know, there's no medication involved. It's basic flax seeds, sunflower seeds, sesame seeds, everything we need to promote hormone health and gut health. And I suppose I always say, like, there's, like, I would say for the fertility bite, I add bee pollen, which is really good to help support fertility. You know, like, again, like the reishi and the ashwagandha, you know, they help the nervous system, they help to help anxiety, and, you know, all of those things that come with anything to do with hormone health. And I suppose what I will say is, it's not really all about what we eat. It's how we absorb what we eat. So when I talk about the bites, they're nutrient dense, they're fiber dense, they're, you know, they're everything that your gut needs. And we all kind of suffer from some form of leaky gut or gut dysbiosis unknowingly, because of the environment that we're surrounded. You know, it's we can't avoid it. So by eating fiber-rich foods, by eating fruit, by eating your vegetables, by eating your kale, your spinach, you know that you are helping to heal your gut wall. So what happens then is that you, when you're eating these good foods, you could be eating the good food, but you might not be absorbing it. So you're not getting the nutrients that you actually think you're getting, because you might have, you know, leaky gut or gut dysbiosis or something like that. So it's very simple, really. Looking after your gut will look after you. That's the way I see it in simple terms, you know.
100%. I can see Mairead nodding along there, so I'm going to let you jump in, Mairead.
I just think that the main thing that stood out for me was when I, like, first met Marina, was this whole idea of, like, feeding it the gut with actual food. And while I'd be very much of the same kind of mindset and value, and I suppose that's why I kind of gravitated towards Marina when I knew she was opening the store and whatnot, but was like, I'd be very holistic in my approach to trying to keep everything pretty balanced, but might have been trying to hit, like, the gut from a different angle without realizing, like, through probiotics and not exactly knowing what ones were the right ones to go for and whatnot. But the way Marina said was, like, this is, you're actually healing the gut with food as opposed to just giving it a supplement. And I think that's even something that we promote as coaches, Claire, like, is a food first approach. So that's why I kind of reached out and was like, I want to give them a go or give this a try, because why not try and hit it from that side? And then if needs be, find supplementation if you're feeling like you need something more. But so far, like, I haven't, and I know other people who are taking the bites and whatnot and really love them. Like, even today, for example, I kind of crave them now at this stage. I was I was gone to the sea and I was on the way back and I was like, I can't wait to get back and have my bite. You know, I just feel like really balanced from them. And yeah, I just think it's a really nice way to come at the kind of, well, it's not an issue, but come at holistic health, I suppose.
Yeah, 100%.
I feel as well that women, and I'm not, you know, women really is what I kind of specialize at the moment in. And I was going to be starting doing consultations in the next few weeks. But in terms of, you know, it's not just, it's psychologically as well. You know, when you have a busy day and you don't eat a proper breakfast and you don't eat a proper lunch, then you're downhill, like, straight away. Because you'll just go downhill and you say, oh, you'll grab the bar of chocolate and you'll grab, you know, because you're psychologically not set up, you know, either in the morning or the afternoon with that healthy, it doesn't have to be the bite, you know, a healthy granola bowl, you know, porridge, or, you know, you're just, I think you're on a downward spiral if you don't set yourself up first thing in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
100%. I guess, like, a part of that is, like, you know, psychologically, when you do set yourself up, you feel like you're taking care of yourself, like you're both doing it physically and, like, mentally as well. And I know there's, like, obviously it's, like, not a very well understood area at the moment, but there is a huge connection between our gut and between our brain, and there is, like, a lot of research around, like, mood. And I know that that's kind of what you're touching on there, Marina, as well.
Yeah.
I just want like to delve a small bit deeper though, because I know you're probably like speaking about these things all the time and thinking about these things all the time, but I think like some of the basics are actually some of the things that we need to hear. And I know you've said like food first approach, so just like whole foods, lots of fruit, lots of veg, just lots of like one ingredient foods and as much of that as we can get. And I feel like that's just such a like good tip for anything, regardless of if you have issues or hormone issues. Like if you're perfectly healthy, it's the thing that's going to help support that. But like, so you kind of mentioned a few foods like sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, things like that. What are things that you think like the average person like should have in their cupboards and like just should be including bits and pieces of every day? Or like what kind of ingredients are you like these are like staples in the bites that I think like do actually help people and do actually help people's guts.
Well, I will talk about the pumpkin seeds, the sunflower seeds, the sesame seeds. We used milled flax seeds, we used milled chia seeds, oats, peanuts, and there's also peanut butter in there as well for protein. And I suppose the reason, I suppose, you know, you have your oats for your gut, but I suppose the seeds, for me, omega-3s. Again, it's about the gut health, it's about hormone health, but brain health is so important for women. And I, again, that's why I go to, I have I there they it's I don't go a day without either a bite, or I have pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, or something, or sesame seeds. I'm very conscious. I believe prevention is better than cure. I think it's the approach we should be taking so early in our lives. Dementia in women is the leading cause of death for a number of years. Women are more likely than men to develop dementia, and they're more likely to develop it in their 60s, as likely as you are to develop breast cancer in your 60s. So, you know, brain health is so important. I want to be around for a long time. I want to be in the gym when I'm 70. You know, that's the way I feel. I don't feel I will ever feel 70. I might look it, but I hope I don't feel it. And I think, again, when we reach our 40s, I'm talking for my own, because I'm in the 40s. I'll be 48 in April, and I feel strength training is key for me. I feel my cardio has to reduce a little bit, because cardio can raise cortisol. Cortisol is raised, and your you know, hormones will go that way, basically. So I feel as you're getting older, to concentrate more on strength training, and you know, your good walk, your good 20-30 minute walk a day. And that's basically that's what I do. It's not for everybody, but you know, the science backs it up, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
I think I was just going to say there, I think it's so important what you said just before Marina spoke there and said to everybody, is like that it's not just about people who feel like they have a gut issue. Like at the end of the day, we all have a gut, we all have hormones. So everyone should be looking at this and looking at their own diet and educating themselves more. And that will help everyone become more proactive. It's not to wait until, like Marina said, that there is an issue. It's like try to prevent it before it happens. And maybe someone in your family or someone in your life has experienced these issues. And don't let yourself maybe get to that point and see, can you help put this off for as long as possible? If it is something that you might have inevitably in the future, you might have some problem or issue might come up hormonally or with gut health. But can you push that out for as long as possible? And as Marina said, just feel your best self and your happiest version of yourself for as long as possible in your life. So I think that's the like a massive message, is that it's for everybody. It's not just for the person who is sick with these symptoms, you know.
And gut health especially. I mean, I have never experienced, and Ray, you will know this, that like in a small town in the last few months, how many people have been diagnosed with cancer. And you know, it's so frequent now, it's becoming like, oh my God, you know, I can't count, it's gone off this hand how many people I know. And but basically, you know, that's unavoidable whether you're healthy or not, you know, I think, because it's very healthy people that are actually have been diagnosed. But I feel what do what you can do now to, if that happens, you know, it's what you're doing now that will help you heal better on the other side if you do get diagnosed with some kind of sickness, or you know, that what you do now will really benefit you in the future if that does happen.
100%. And I think it's so important for people to like just like not wait for disease or not wait for something to happen or for some sort of symptom to actually think I need to improve this. And like that, like obviously we can help prevent those things by making sure we are fit and we are healthy. But it, like, and I guess it's not just like maybe like it's not just to prevent disease as well. It's like, okay, I'm feeling okay, but like, could I actually be feeling better? Like, could my energy levels actually be better? How could I actually be like, not just preventing disease, but like absolutely optimizing life and optimizing how I feel? So I do think like that's an amazing point. And you've shared some really good tips there around like foods that I think we can really easily include, like pretty much everything that you listed off there obviously are in your bites, but someone could include that in a breakfast, like with a bowl of porridge and like literally all of those things you said on top of it, or on a bowl of yogurt or something. And it's like they're hitting all those things straight away. So I think there are some really actionable things that people can do, but what are some things that you think people should like stop doing or doing less of? Because I know you mentioned busy moms and things like that. Like, what do you think are some of the things that maybe people are doing that are contributing to these symptoms?
I think it's the nighttime cravings. I think it's when, you know, you sit down, you've an hour to yourself and you say, oh, well, I deserve a treat. I deserve a bar of chocolates. I deserve... And don't get me wrong, I mean, I love my downfall is savory, is crisps. And like I love my packet of crisps. But I also think that it's around awareness as well. We need to kind of educate ourselves a bit more on what we're eating. Like it's okay to have a bar of chocolate, but what's in that bar of chocolate is palm oil, is, you know, saturated fats, it's full of like awful, horrible refined sugars. And you know, I think how I kind of navigated that a little bit was I came across the Yucca app. Well, actually my husband had told me about the Yucca app, and I downloaded this app. It's called the Yucca app. And like what the Yucca app does is you scan your products, you scan your skincare, you scan your foods, you scan the barcodes, and you instantly see the impact that product may have on your health. So it kind of gives you a rating of 50 out of 100, or 100 out of 100, or 10 out of 100, or 0 out of 100. And it shows you, you know, all the saturated fats, and it shows you the salt content, the sugar content of that product. Now, you take it with a pinch of salt, but it is, I feel, like for when I go shopping with Anna, she's going around scanning, you know, so it's an awareness thing. And it's not like, don't, oh my God, it's scary. Yeah, like, yeah, food, processed foods are scary. You know, nearly 80% of the foods on our shelves didn't exist back in the 60s and 70s. You know, an apple back in the 60s and 70s, we need 3 apples now to match the nutrient content of an apple back then. So I think, you know, it's about awareness. It's about awareness, really. It's about what's in your, read the labels, read the ingredients. You know, have a treat. You know, I would never say don't have a treat. I love my treats, but it's all about moderation as well, you know.
100%. I know, Mairead, you've been using that for the last while, haven't you? I need to actually try it out.
Yeah, thanks to Marina, to be honest. I came across it on your page one day, I think, first, and then I was chatting to her about it in the shop. But it's amazing how many people have like reached out to me even since I started sharing it about the awareness. And I suppose like the main thing there, you were saying, like, what could people stop doing? And, you know, you can educate yourself and all that, but there are simple things that you can, you know, not get like takeaways every single couple of days, or, you know, simple things like that, that can make, can you make your own fake away, let's say at home, and with more whole food ingredients and things like that. And maybe have the chocolate bar or have the pack of crisps or whatnot, but maybe keep those for like the weekend, and can you have a different alternative, like let's say, can you start to enjoy dark chocolate, certain ones, you know, that have like good cacao content that's organic and from a good place and don't have all the things. So I suppose, yeah, I really like the app. And as Marina said, it is taken with a pinch of salt. I mean, like on the flip side of that, you know, people will have to have their nights out or their dinners out, and you're not going to ask the chef what's in, you know, what's in this, like, because they're making it for a taste and enjoyment, and food has to be enjoyed as well. But yeah, it's definitely good. It's a great place to start with education for someone who might get overwhelmed by, you know, articles or research papers or things like that. It's definitely a very easy and accessible education tool.
It is, yeah. And I mean, social media as well, you know, don't believe everything you see on social media, you know. I think that can be quite a scary place to be as well, you know, and people are so overwhelmed by, you know, everything is coming up as don't take this, don't take that, you know, everything in moderation. And it's like that, as Marie says, you know, change from milk chocolate to dark chocolate, you know, all those kind of small changes. But you know, I would say don't stop treating yourself, you know, but just kind of minimize it a little bit.
Yeah, 100%. And I think what you said there about like social media is like seriously overwhelming now. Mm-hmm. And if you started like looking for on social media, like what foods should I avoid? Literally every single thing that we eat will probably come up, and you'll have people telling you all sorts of things about like even about fruit and veg, like, and like telling you, like they'll throw out a word like toxins, and it's like, it's just scary. And like, I really understand how it, like, it's so overwhelming. And I suppose like, and even though it's so overwhelming, I think like, it always kind of comes back to the basics. Like it always comes back to the basics of like, do you know, eat whole foods, eat fruit and veg. Like they're the like the things that have been around for years and years. That like maybe sometimes we take for granted that it's actually like while it is complex, it's probably the basic things we need to be doing.
Basics, yeah.
And I know you, like that app sounds amazing and things, but I do think it's important what you said, that like take it with a pinch of salt, because something like that could also be really overwhelming. And there's probably, you know, there's probably like a lot of foods that we'd all eat and consider pretty healthy that like won't be like, you know, perfect in all senses. And I think,
oh yeah, I don't think it'll ever be perfect in all senses. It's you know, but I will go back just to the app for a second. You know, about when we about hormones and with our skin products or hair products as well, you can scan them and it just tells you how much, you know, how bad, you know, your skin is an organ and you're absorbing all of these kind of chemicals. So it just leads you to a better choice because it gives you, you know, it gives you
alternatives.
What is good. It gives you alternatives. And I think that's, you know, a really good thing, because when we start, especially women, chemicals coming from skincare products or hair care products, you know, they're called endocrine disruptors, and they're, you know, they're some of the of them are called xenoestrogens. So what xenoestrogens are is like phthalates and things like that. That's what they would be known as. What they do is they mimic estrogen in the body, and so that builds up your estrogen in your body and can completely disrupt the, you know, your hormone cycle or whatever. So it's just those little nuggets of things to be aware of when you're buying a skincare product or a hair care product, or, you know, shower gel. You know, there's ones that are 100 out of 100, but there's ones that are 100, 0 out of 100. So, you know, it's those small little things. And that's what changes I've made, yeah.
That's really actionable as well for people, which I think is really nice. And like, it's like, if we can make small tweaks here and there, and we're like, just trying to think of like, what are we doing most of the time? Like, and if we're like making small changes and doing things like kind of pretty good most of the time, I think like then we're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Just like for anyone who is listening, how do you spell the app? Is it Y-U-K-A?
Y-U-K-A, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And you download it for free. Yeah. And again, as I say, take it as a pinch with a pinch of salt, but it is it's good. It's good. It's an awareness. It's awareness. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. And would you mind talking to us a little bit about, I know you mentioned like people just being like, oh, go, go, go. And I feel like that is so common nowadays, like that, like most people tend to lead like really busy lives. And obviously that leads to a lot of stress and things. Like, any tips that you have around managing stress and how to like not let that impact us so much?
I'm laughing here at that question because there's probably three queens of being busy on the screen right now.
Yeah. And we're trying to help people.
Teach us how to not be stressed, Marina, please.
Well, I suppose I've learned to try not to be stressed. It doesn't work, you know, it goes against you. But I know that's very hard to say if you have three children or four children and you're running ragged here and there. But I suppose that's where you have to make a decision for yourself. You know, how are you going to change it? So it would mean by starting to just change small tweaks in your diet or have a good breakfast, have a good lunch, take the time to go to a yoga class, take the time to put on your ear pods and have a walk around for a half an hour in the fresh air. Nature is great. It's healing. We're so blessed. I think nowadays we have so many holistic practitioners, yoga, Pilates, you know, there's so much there. You know, even here in Ballinrobe, we have a place next door to us called Bloom, and what they're doing is amazing for women. You know, there are so many different things. And I think now women are getting better, because we have to. You know, we have to. We can't be looking at the last generation, the generation before that, because women, you know, menopause, perimenopause was never spoken about. It was never talked about. It was never, nobody ever, you know, helped women in 2 decades ago how to eat, how to prevent all these kind of lessen the symptoms, you know, what to eat to lessen. You know, the hot flushes, which is your omega-3s and your seeds and your nuts and all of these, and eating these now prevent that, you know, I suppose, gush of symptoms that women have. So, yoga, walking, you know, taking out your bike, going for a cycle. It's the simple things, but just a half an hour a day makes a huge difference, because you come back, you know, I feel I have clarity after I do all those things, you know. Yeah, and things aren't building up and stressing. The head isn't stressed. The, you know, the mind is clearer. Yeah, that's the simple things.
Yeah, 100%. And like, I guess I like how you said it's not about like getting rid of one of the kids to reduce the stress or anything like that. It's not something unrealistic, but it's actually just finding a few minutes maybe to actually like do something for yourself, which I think sometimes we can maybe like think we're too busy for that, but actually, like, you know, like we can all probably like take, like, even if it's at like 2 or 3 minutes of deep breathing, like on a busy day, like where we don't have like much time for something. And I think just when you were talking there, like about maybe like years ago, like maybe like we thought we couldn't do anything about some of these things, about perimenopause and about menopausal symptoms. Yeah. That, like, I feel like to hear you and to see you like obviously doing something about like your own, like with your own journey with endometriosis, like, you know, looking for solutions and like knowing that they're like, with all of the things you're talking about there, maybe there's people listening to the podcast who think, oh sure, I just have those symptoms because of perimenopause and there isn't anything I can do about it. But I guess, like, you know, you sound so passionate about like there actually is, like there is a lot of things we can do about those things.
And another thing I would be very passionate about is going to your doctor twice a year, getting your bloods checked twice a year. We just need to. It's just as simple. If health checks are so important, and they can prevent, you know, chronic disease, they can prevent, you know, all sorts of things. But it's important to take that time out to do that, and get advice from your doctor. You know, HRT is there for a reason. Talk to your doctor about it. You know, all those things that need to be done. Yeah.
100%. Anything you want to jump in with, Mairead?
No, I think it's just, I just think like your world of knowledge, and I'm so happy that people are going to get access to this education now and might prompt people to be a bit more proactive in their own journey.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say, like, I still don't know everything, and I will never know anything, but I will continue to learn. And, you know, I especially feel that, again, it's the simple things, like gluten and refined sugars, they all inflame the body, you know, they inflame they cause inflammation in the body. And when the body's inflamed, then, you know, everything's not right. So gluten does cause inflammation. Refined sugar causes inflammation. So it's even just if you feel that you might have joint pain, or you're bloated, or, you know, you have headaches, or, you know, cut out something, you know, just take 1 week, cut gluten out and see how you feel after that week. Another week, take the refined sugar out and see how you feel. And it's about, you know, learning how your body reacts to different foods as well,
Response, yeah.
and giving your gut a reset, you know, giving your gut a chance, and stop, don't eat after kind of 7 o'clock in the evening. Maybe leave it 12 hours and let the gut reset overnight. And simple things, really simple things.
Really, really good shares there, Marina. I am wondering, just for anyone who does like maybe want to go a little bit deeper on everything that you're talking about there, like how can someone find you on social media? And I know you're saying you're starting to do consultations in the near future. And also maybe just tell us about like a little bit about where people can find you and your cafe and like anything you're going to be doing to help people in the future.
So I'm based here in Church Lane, on Church Lane in Ballinrobe, and the cafe is called Balance You Foods. And you can find me on at Balance You Foods on Instagram. So what I do there is, and this is how this all started, was I didn't expect, you know, to be doing Instagram all the time, but I shared my story about 3 years ago on 2 years ago on Instagram. And I said, when I started to go back studying, that I would share, because women don't have time, you know, like just the knowledge to know how we work, I suppose, in terms of hormone health and gut health. So as I was learning, I shared. So, you know, the page is really full of really good, valuable information. There's videos there, and so I mean, you can go on there at Balance You Foods, and we also have a website, www.balanceyoufoods.com. And I suppose how I'm going to go forward is, I'm going to take a break from studying for a while, and hopefully next year I'm going to go back and study culinary medicine. So that'll be my next step.
Wow, incredible. And I definitely urge anyone to go and follow your page, just because like with all the noise out there on social media, it's like it's nice to be able to go to a source that you know that you can trust and that you can actually like, you know, implement things and like know that it's coming from the right place. So just before we round things off, and so that we don't take off too much more of your time, because I know that you are a really busy lady, would you be able to leave us with just like three things that if someone is listening and they're like, okay, what can I do now to improve just my life overall, my gut, my hormones, everything? What are the three like simple things you just tell people to do? And you might have mentioned them already, but just to give people three takeaways.
Eat more fiber, eat more protein, and get your vitamin D levels checked.
I reiterate all of those. Anything you want to add before we close off, Mairead?
No, I've just been delighted to be a part of this conversation. I'm so excited to see like where this goes and what it can do for so many people. I love like that it's starting to reach so many more people, because I know personally, I have benefited so much just from having conversations with like-minded people like Marina and even yourself, Claire, and working closely with people like you, that I have taken it upon myself to even delve deeper into my own education, and I've found so many benefits from it. So I'm excited to see that that could happen for many, many more people. And also, just, I know you're mentioning about the cafe being in Ballinrobe, or the deli being in Ballinrobe. If people do want to look into getting bites and things like that, you can actually order online, and there is an on the website, there is an order process there as well. Just because I know people, even I have cousins up the country and whatnot, who've reached out to me, been like, oh, I must try the next time I'm down to get some or whatnot, and you know, because they're dying to try it. because it's an easy approach. If you don't have the time to maybe pick up the nuts and seeds and whatnot, like that is a very convenient manner of getting something that you know and can guarantee is going to help you. So it is available to people even if you can't make it into the deli.
When you do come in, we have samples of the bites here. So we do fertility bite, we do a perimenopause, menopause bite, we do a postpartum bite, we do breastfeeding bite, and we do general gut health bite, and the bite for myself, which is endometriosis. But can I just say, Claire, before we finish, I couldn't ask for a better ambassador than Maria Shoiga. And not just for me, I think it's so good. It's amazing. We need to have more awareness. Our young girls growing up, we need to look after our girls. I always say this. We have to look after the young girls that are coming up behind us. And it's simple things of just having somebody like Mairead to look up to, and for her to share her knowledge. And she does share a lot of her knowledge and spends a lot of time. And I couldn't have asked for a better ambassador. That's all.
That's incredible. And you know what? The people around your local area are very lucky to have ye both there. Do you know, like, obviously, like, inspiring people to, like, be healthier and, like, to improve their lives overall. So fair play to ye both for spreading just really good messages. And thank you for joining us, Marina. And I know the people are going to find this so beneficial. So thank you for giving up your time. Sure. And I'm going to be going onto your website because I didn't realize those bites were available online. And I hope that other people do as well. And yeah, just thank you for your time. And I'm sure we'll be chatting again in the future. But thank you for all your information and your insights as well.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Claire. Thank you.